Fabulous Dr. Tweedy, written by Robert Riley Crutcher, featuring Harry Von Zell and starring Frank Morgan. Dr. Thaddeus Q. Tweedy, Dean of Men at Potts College, has taught his last class for the day and is relaxing at home, playing a Mozart melody on his bassoon.
Well, good afternoon, Timothy. It's a pleasure to see your great, big, bright, beaming face.
Oh, I bet you're just saying that.
Of course I am.
I'm all bundled up in my woolies and I want to throw snowballs. Can Welby come out and play?
Timothy, do you think it's dignified for the houseboy of the Phi Beta Quota fraternity to be seen playing in the snow?
Oh, I throw snowballs for exercise.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you I'm a prize fighter?
Yeah.
I've had 87 fights so far. Not many guys last that long. They go crazy. You know, punch drunk. And when they're really gone, they hear bells all the time. Answer the phone, please.
That wasn't the phone, Timothy. It was the bell for the fifth round.
Oh, it was you. Hey, let me at him. I'm going to go in that ring. I'm going to knock his head off.
No. Hey, you've had enough. Yeah. He fouled you twice. I'm throwing in the towel.
That referee is blind.
Yeah. Well, you'll find Welby in Colonel Jackson's backyard. He's helping him build a pistol range.
Thanks, Dr. Tweedy. You're the best second I ever had. I'll go right on over there.
Yes, well, have a good time and keep your mittens dry.
Oh, hello, Colonel Jackson.
Afternoon, Timothy.
Hello, Welby.
Hiya, Timothy. Look, I'm busy. Goodbye.
Welby, don't be mean to me. Let's go build a snow woman. It's so much fun to stack them up.
Now, let's go down to the corner and face the main. We can whistle at the real thing. It's a windy day, you know. There'll be plenty of tomatoes blowing by.
Just a moment, gentlemen. Well, Ben?
Yes, sir.
Did I hear you say you were going down the corner to whistle at tomatoes?
Yeah, Colonel. You want to come along?
Well, Biskinkle, don't you ever refer to the fair sex as tomatoes in my presence.
Yes, sir.
Women are the loveliest, most precious things on earth. They ought to be sheltered and protected. I pity you if I ever catch you whistling at a woman, Welby.
You stop picking on Welby. Did I ever tell you I'm a prize fighter?
Did I ever tell you I'm a dead shot?
Well, I...
And to put it in your terms, Timothy, I've had 87 duels so far.
Yeah, but...
Not many men can last that long. Yes, sir. They're certainly taken dead. You know, deceased. And when they're really gone, I buy them lilies. Do I make myself clear, Timothy?
Timothy, this is one phone we ain't waiting to answer. Come on.
Dr. Tweedy. Yes. Dr. Tweedy, sir.
Hello, Colonel. Did Welby get the bell installed in your pistol range?
Yes, indeed. It's all finished.
Well,
would you care to join me in a couple of shots, sir?
Well, I don't mind if I do.
Here's your pistol, sir.
Oh, pistol.
Dr. Tweedy. I think you'd better speak to Welby regarding his attitude toward women. If I ever caught a man being disrespectful or ungentlemanly toward a lady, I'd pick up my pistol and I'd...
You're absolutely right, Colonel. I'd do the same thing. I'd pick up my pistol and I'd...
Dr. Tweedy, sir. Look at the rear tire on my car.
Flat, isn't it? Goodbye, Colonel. Sydney. I didn't expect you home so early.
Well, Sydney had a little accident. We were jitterbugging at the malt shop, and he lost two suspender buttons.
Hey, you can't dance holding up your pants.
Well, you better sit down, Sydney.
Oh, I'm all right now, Dad. Mary gave me a couple of pins.
Oh, she did? You'd better sit down, Mary.
Oh. Well, I'll go make a pot of hot chocolate for all of us.
Yeah. Well, Sydney, tomorrow night's the big night. You and Mary will be formally engaged. You're not nervous, are you?
No, Dad.
Well, stop biting your fingernails.
I'm worried. I'm still 2 bucks short on the down payment for the ring.
Yeah, well, then just take a little look into this box.
Gosh. Gee, holy smoke, a ring. How much was the down payment on that?
A lifetime of happiness, Sydney. My mother wore it for 40 years. I hope it'll bring you and Mary the same kind of love and understanding my father and mother had.
Oh, it belonged to them?
That's right.
And you're giving it to me?
Yes.
But, Dad, I'm your adopted son. I mean, there's a difference. You don't have to.
Sydney, I didn't adopt you because I wanted an adopted son. I did it because I wanted a son. Here's the ring.
Thanks, Dad. Then you really approve of Mary too, huh?
Oh, yes, Sydney. When you two get married, I'll have a son and a daughter. And then pretty soon I'll have a... You'll have a Mary... I'm too young! I'm too young to be a grandfather!
Steaming hot chocolate with floating marshmallows.
Yeah, thank you.
Move over, Sydney. I want to sit beside you.
But there isn't room enough in this chair.
Oh, yes, there is. Of course, it's a tight squeeze, Sydney.
Dad, you look kind of sleepy.
I'm wide awake and I'm not going to bed. Too early. Go ahead, show her the ring.
Sydney, that ring... You've got our engagement ring.
Dad gave it to me. It belonged to his mother.
Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, Dr. Tweedy, you're the most wonderful man in the world.
Oh.
I've never been so happy in my life. Oh, Sydney. Oh, Dr. Tweedy.
Oh, dear. On second thought, I believe I will go to bed.
What a clothes horse you are.
Well, thank you, Welby, but finish tying my tie. It's almost time to go.
Yes, oh, the door. I'll get it, Doc.
Yeah.
Oh, hello. Doc, announcing Mrs. Apopolis, Esquire.
Tweedle, my Tweedle, here's that gorgeous, ravishing Apopolis in person.
Mrs. Apopolis, that black silk jersey evening gown is a magnificent engineering achievement.
For that compliment, Tweedle, I could squeeze you to pieces. Come here.
Yeah, please, Mrs. Apopolis. You'll crush my fresh white dicky. Apopolis, please control yourself. You know that Sydney and Mary are having their engagement announced tonight.
Yes, I know, Tweedletootsie. I'll be there. Love, love, love. I love it. But most of all, I love not wearing a tight girdle, which is choking me. Tonight, I'm footloose and loose all over. You're looking at a happy Greek.
Mrs. Apopolis, I must admit it, you certainly look chic.
Who's chic? I never felt better in my life. Look at me, nothing but curves. Gorgeous. Yes. Today is the day for love. I'm kissing all the boys. Hold still, Tweedle.
No.
There, are you unconscious, kid?
Mrs. Apopolis, you're too free with your osculations.
Now, wait a minute, Ford, not so fast. What's this escalation?
Well, it's merely a kiss, like this.
Oh, sweet, what a thrill. My heart is beating like a trap hammer. Oh, what technique. I won't wash this hand for a week.
Excuse me, Mrs. Apopoulos.
Oh, another woman, huh? Good night, Tweedle. Good evening, Dr. Tweedy. I'm one of your students. Of course, I guess you never know this poor little old me.
Oh, yes, of course. I remember you perfectly, Miss...
Culpepper. Georgia Genevieve. Culpepper.
Georgia Genevieve.
I just love to talk to you in private, Dr. Tweedy.
Yes. Culpepper. Come right this way to my study. Now, what seems to be the trouble, Miss Culpepper?
Well, call me Georgia. All my close gentlemen friends call me Georgia.
Yeah, they do. Georgia? I mean, Miss Culpepper.
Dr. Tweedy, I'm going to bare my little old heart to you.
You are?
I'm in love. Mm. Head over heels in love with the handsomest man this side of Savannah.
Well, that should make you happy. What's wrong with that?
He doesn't love me. Yeah. Look at me. Do you think I'm attractive?
Ew. Why, that man must be an idiot.
Dr. Tweedy, you're so sweet. Just as sweet as an apple pan dowdy.
Oh, you can go, too.
And you got a twinkle in your eye.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, excuse me, I'm so bold. Yeah. But like I was saying, I love this boy. He kissed me once, a tender, passionate kiss that was like a sheet of fire.
Hell, yeah. It's kind of warm in here. I'd better open a window.
Right then and there, I knew I loved him. But he ran off with another woman. Yeah. Dr. Tweeter, what am I going to do?
Go after the boy. Fight for your love. Speak up. To the winner goes the spoils. Get him before he spoils.
Dr. Tweedy, you're a genius. Are you sure you're not a southern man?
You penetrated my disguise. My advice to you is to get in there and fight for your sheet of fire.
Dr. Tweedy, you made me just as bold as brass. I'm going to douse myself with Scream of Ecstasy perfume and take Sydney away from Mary.
Well,
goodbye.
Mary. Mary, Sydney! Oh, no! I've done it again!
back to Frank Morgan as the fabulous Dr. Tweedy. The silver moonlight falls on pure white snow, and the night is filled with music. Inside the faculty club, beautiful women glide gracefully across the dance floor. Handsome, debonair men look into their eyes with fiery glances.
Oh, Wilby, I want to dance.
Well, don't look at me, Timothy.
You know, when I was a prize fighter, I was sure popular with the women. They came from miles around just to feel my muscles.
Yeah, well, we ain't supposed to dance. We're supposed to service here punch.
Me, I want you to stay at the door and let me know the minute Miss Culpepper arrives. It's very important.
Yes, okay, Doc. Timothy, you stay here and guard the punch bowl.
Quick, give me a tall glass of punch.
Well, it's just plain orange juice and pineapple juice. There's no punch in it.
Oh, well, never mind. Tweedy!
Oh, good evening, Mr. Fox.
Tweedy, I'm so nervous I can't see straight. I'm scared to death.
Yeah? Well, where is Mrs. Fox?
Please, Tweedy, don't bring her up. I'm already upset. Yeah. You know I'm announcing my daughter's engagement tonight.
Well, Mr. Fox, you're chairman of the board of trustees. You've made a lot of speeches.
Yes, you're right. I'm being silly. Tweedy, why do you keep staring over towards the door?
Well, I'm looking for a certain young lady, and when I find her, I'm going to take her straight to the library.
Library?
Yes.
Girl?
Yes.
Are you going to read to her?
Oh, there she is. Excuse me, Mr. Fox.
Good evening, Dr. Tweedy. Like you said, I'm going to fight for the man I love.
Oh, no, baby.
What do you think of my sheer, strapless evening gown?
Yeah. Well, you'd better not do any fighting in that. come with me to the library. Miss Culpepper, I want to know everything that has taken place between you and Sydney.
Are you sure you want to know everything?
Yes, everything.
Well, it's going to be hard to remember everything because Sydney just makes me swoon.
Yes.
Well, let's see now. We were sitting out a dance,
yes.
And then the lights went out.
Yes, I guess somebody blew a fuse.
And then Sydney kissed me and my toes curled up. My heart started beating like a tom-tom. I heard beautiful music.
Miss Culpepper, this is absolutely absurd. You can't fall in love with a man just because he kisses you once.
I don't know about other girls, but I can. I always do.
Well, I'm not going to let you make trouble for Mary and Sydney with this romantic rubbish.
Oh, excuse me, Tweedy.
Yeah.
Thought I'd come in for a look. I mean, book.
No, I've...
You've ruined my life.
Oh, Tweedy, what's been going on here?
Nothing, Mr. Foss. She's just making a big fuss because she got kissed. You can't blame a man for kissing a pretty girl when he has an opportunity.
That's what I keep telling Mrs. Potts.
That kiss was like a sheet of fire.
What?
And now he calls it rubbish.
No,
Tweedy, Tweedy.
Oh, Mr. Potts, you certainly don't think... You wouldn't. I mean, I'm not the so... I don't... You do, don't you?
How was it, Tweedy?
Mr. Potts, stop leering. I've got to catch that girl and keep her from talking.
Hey, Dad, what's the rush? Mr. Potts is going to announce our engagement in a few minutes.
Yeah, Sydney. Did you see a Miss Culpepper come rushing out of the library? Or don't you remember her?
Yes, I seem to remember something about her.
Yeah, a blown fuse, perhaps?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
She isn't here tonight, is she? Yeah, I hope.
Uh-huh. And feeling very talkative. It seems you're quite a kisser.
Oh, she told you.
Yes.
Well, what if she tells Mary?
Sydney, why do you think I've been chasing Miss Culpepper?
Dad, I don't like to pry into your business.
That is not the reason. Why did you kiss her anyway? I thought Mary kept you busy enough.
I did it in a weak moment.
Yes.
She asked me to smell the perfume on her earlobes.
Oh, dear.
And then she turned out the lights and put her arms around my neck.
Yeah.
Which way did she go?
Never mind. You go find Mary. You go and find Mary and don't stop dancing until your engagement is announced. Now, Miss Culpepper, you know you don't want to break up two young people who love each other.
Oh, yes, I do.
There's absolutely no reason why you should be so unreasonable.
I'm a woman.
I should have thought of that reason.
I wish to take this occasion to announce the formal engagement of my daughter Mary to Dr. Tweedy's son, Sidney.
In a million little bitty pieces.
Oh, but now, but Miss Culpepper, please now, don't stop crying. You're getting your shoulders all wet. What will people think?
I know what I'm thinking, Dr. Tweedy.
Colonel Jackson. Yes, I was just, Miss Culpepper, this is Colonel Jackson. Colonel Jackson, Mrs. Culpepper, Miss Culpepper.
Miss Georgia Genevieve Culpepper.
Yes, Georgia Genevieve.
I'm pleased to make your acquaintance, Colonel Jackson.
Why, a Southern belle.
Yes, she brings...
Miss Georgia, may I say your beauty is most distracting?
Yes.
Your features are as delicate as a sweet magnolia bud, oh, shyly opening in the jasmine-scented moonlight.
Here we go.
You remind me of a honeysuckle blossom and Spanish moss gracefully hanging from the cypress trees,
yes,
and swaying in the soft, warm breeze.
Oh, dear.
I'm from the South, you know.
What a coincidence!
Dr. Tweedy, sir, what have you done to this delicate young flower?
I'll tell you what he's done. His son Sidney kissed me, and now he's engaged to another woman.
Oh, Miss Georgia, allow me to assume the protection of your honor.
Oh, slush, a kiss doesn't mean anything.
Maybe not to a Yankee, sir. But where Miss Culpepper and I come from, a kiss is either a proposal or an insult.
Oh, dear, to think that millions of women all over the world are being insulted tonight.
Dr. Tweedy, sir, since Sidney is now engaged to Mary, I must consider this kiss nothing but an insult.
Yeah.
I demand satisfaction.
Sidney kissed her? That's already. He's had a satisfaction.
Dr. Tweedy, sir, you know exactly how I feel about women. When I catch a man being disrespectful to the fair sex, I have no recourse but to get my dueling pistol.
Very well, I'll shoot it out with you. But this time, you can fix your own flat tire. Miss Culpepper, surely there must be some other man that you could find interesting.
Well, to be frank with you, the only real man I've met since I've been here is the Colonel.
Well, thank you, ma'am. I'm your obedient servant.
Miss Georgia Genevieve Culpepper. You mean you're cutting to the Colonel? Balls of fire.
I find him mighty tantalizing.
Great Scott, sure enough, hush my mouth. You're right, honey child. The Colonel is a mighty handsome man. Not a little old Yankee like my son Sidney. You want an older man, and Sidney is so immature.
Dr. Tweedy, sir, I think you're going too far.
Yeah, I'm way ahead of Dr. Tweedy. Excuse me, I'm going to put on some more of my perfume. I'm saving every damp for you, Colonel. Don't go away.
Now, see what you've done, Dr. Tweedy. How am I going to get out of what you've got me into?
Well, that's obvious. You said she was a delicate flower. She should bruise easily. You were gentle with her. Do the opposite. Caveman stuff.
Oh. You mean like Humphrey Bogart?
Yes, like Humphrey Bogart.
I'm all ready, Colonel. Shall we dance?
Come here, sugar. I said, come here, sugar. I got a better plan. Why waste that big old moon's time? Let's get to that convertible and start nicking, baby.
How dare you? Colonel Jackson, I thought you were a Southern gentleman, but I see you're nothing but a Yankee eager beaver. Good night.
Oh! Parting is such sweet sorrow. You're right, Colonel. She was a delicate young flower. Now let's see if we can get some beefsteak for that eye.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.